The gospel for this morning is taken from the gospel according to St. Luke in the first chapter. As soon as they, the followers, disciples of Jesus, left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law, and that's Peter, by the way, was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. Jesus came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons. And the whole city was gathered around the door. And Jesus cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to Jesus, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also. For that is what I came out to do." And he went out through Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogue and casting out demons. May God add blessing upon the reading, the hearing, the discerning, and the guidance in how we live life in accordance with the Spirit of God. Would you pray with me? Eternal God, you are the creator of the universe and so much more. We call on you, you who embrace and love us unconditionally. We give thanks for making it possible that we can gather together here today to again ponder your eternal mysteries. Make us creatures of this time and space, ready collaborators with your unlimited grace. Open to us your holy word, for in it is good news, so that our lives will know, experience, and share your salvation. In the name of the living Christ, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with us, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forevermore. Amen. I bring you greetings from your sisters and brothers of Northwest Ohio Association, the Ohio Conference, the United Church of Christ, and the world faith community, as we share together God's Spirit among us, always living and present in all that we do. On behalf of your covenantal partners in Northwest Ohio and around the world, I want to thank you for your continued support as you have provided leaders and as you are also faith partners and faith witnesses of all the ministries and missions in this community and around the world. Your prayers and your financial support have blessed so many people who need comfort and strength in a world where people are discouraged, feeling helpless and hopeless, and are searching to be persons as of worth as God would intend them to be. And through your Super Bowl contributions, you will provide help and support for many who are in poverty or dealing with issues that prevent them providing for their own needs. Through your gifts, God's love is experienced and lives are changed. Thank you for ministering to others as a reflection of your Christian faith and your willingness to share your blessings in a generous manner. As the writer of the 14th Psalm declares, it is good to praise God for physical, mental, and spiritual guidance. We truly have been blessed beyond our imaginations, if you think about it. And then God calls us to be stewards of all that we have been given to share with others. Praise the Lord. Today's gospel lesson from Mark is part of a long section that focuses on the ministry of Jesus Christ and his healing ministry. Jesus heals Peter's mother-in-law. Then they bring to Jesus all who were sick and possessed with demons. Out of the messes, we are lifted then up to abundant living. There is more to life than distress or success, wealth or poverty. Jesus does not want us to run away from trouble, but rise above it. One mysterious verse concerns Jesus telling the demons and the people he heals to hush. He does not want to be known only as a miracle worker, even though his ministry was miraculous and caring. Someone wrote, quote, "Jesus and his followers are to be known in the glory of the cross, for in that glory is passionate, seeking, saving, and suffering love." End of quote. We cannot forget that Jesus encountered much of what we know and face today. Demands were constantly placed on him. We can understand this, for it seems as so many troubles of the world are placed at our doorsteps, and the demand is made for us to do something about them. For fix this, give to this, help this cause or that cause, such as hunger, poverty, injustice, abuse, addictions. So many of Jesus' followers took so much of his time and energy. The central place of healing in the mission of Jesus was not just healing of the physical body, but also of the mind and spirit. If we are physically tired, it is difficult for us to be spiritually at our best. When we find ourselves torn with feelings of guilt or shame, we know that there are often physical repercussions. Jesus ministered to the total being of a person. The aim was wholeness, the kind of wholeness intended by God for those who claim to be children of God. However, often what happens is we are confronted by so many demands that our lives are depleted. Even Jesus had to get away at times, for in the scripture says, in the morning while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. But listen to Mark's detail of what happened next. "And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, 'Everyone is searching for you.'" Remember, Jesus is needed, and he also needed renewal in his life. What are we searching for to make our lives whole? Where are we searching, and what attracts us in our search to bring some calm or affirmation or healing? You know, without enough sleep, our bodies are tired and we cannot effectively function to do those things that need to be done. Without proper food and nourishment, we do not have the energy to do daily tasks. And without attention to spiritual matters, there is no focus or fundamental source of reality. We read in the gospel about the times that Jesus was found sleeping, the many times he was at table with others, and the times that he was alone in quiet places to restore his spirits. No wonder we are searching for Jesus. For in his life and in his living, we find testimony to the abundant life that God promises us. Jesus promises through his ministry, particularly through his healing ministry, that God's realm is present in human affairs. In the gospel, you will note how again and again, Jesus saw people in need and he had compassion. When someone was healed, this became an outward and visible sign of God's loving presence and an indication of God's concern that persons need health of mind, body, and spirit. We all see around us daily miracles and that know that Christ's compassionate love is being demonstrated now. And that is why we give thanks to God. Praise the Lord. The realm of God has many manifestations, and his presence is known wherever wholeness replaces brokenness. Sickness and demons cannot destroy our well-being and our love of life. God is experienced in our lives when we are renewed and refreshed by the practice of prayer, getting ourselves right with God, and united in concern for our sisters and brothers in the world. As we step out and trust God in the midst of demonic and painful moments, we find miracle stories of healing. Embrace the healing touch of God, and may today's Holy Communion confirm in you transformation and renewal of knowing that you, all of us, are child and children of God. Discover the healing power in your lives, and know that God calls you to be the healer in the lives of others. Those things that would distract from life do not rule us. It is God's love that help us look at those things and find healing and strength and comfort. The power within you must now be set loose, and may it grow and multiply. Receive the gift of God. May you be healed, your minds, bodies, and spirits. And may you be the healers to others with your compassionate service and welcoming spirit. Know that your search has led you and leads all of us to Christ, who has changed us with blessings to be blessings to others. Praise the Lord. O God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts, be holy and acceptable to you, O God, who is our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.